they kind of keep what the things happen, and for people to know a little bit of what it's about. When you were in England, your military vehicles must have been all over the roads there. As many military folks as there were there, there couldn't have been too many civilian people moving about on the highways, were there?
No. Well, you know, when we were interesting there, when we were in the cigar factory, waiting to be shipped over back over home overseas, mm-hmm. The big highway was not too far off, but that's where the army or tank guide, mm-hmm. what was his name?
George Patton, General Patton.
Patton was in the driving with his jeep, mm-hmm. Some of the driver driving down that highway, and that's where he got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Just not too far from where we were.
From where you were and at, huh?
Another little interesting deal here. When we, you know, all the time, Patton had those two pearl pistols.
Yes.
And it said in the newspaper we got one day that I think it was Dinah Shore, I'm not sure, was entertaining. So he gave her one of those pistols. Mm-hmm. Well, the next day, or next time we met up, you know, he only had one pistol.
He only had one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when you were in England, did you have many USO entertainers come through?
No, no.
You didn't have any of that kind of entertainment?
No.
That they've had in the Vietnam War and all those places, and after the war.
Yeah. Of course, during the war, like I said, we have a few entertainers, but nothing in England.
Nothing in England.
But there, boy, they, in Metz, they really had our outfit, the colonel, mm-hmm. and about 30, 40 men went back overseas to mm-hmm. follow the trail. We went a couple times. Mm-hmm. They couldn't buy me to go back and see what I passed.
What you went
back. But boy, they really celebrated in Metz there.
They did.
When they went back.
But you never went back. Then.
No.
You've been back to Europe at all?
No. I didn't lose anything.
You didn't lose anything there. You didn't need to go back to see what was left laying around there.
No.
A lot of people have gone back.
Not for me.
That wasn't for you. No. So. Okay, well, any other good things you want to share, Brick, about your experience in the military in World War II, your attitude about the war, or that sort of thing, and it was all done and all over with?
Well, I was thankful that we knew who our enemy was over there.
Uh-huh.
And this business in Iraq, I don't know how I can handle it.
I can't imagine not... And of course, in Korea, we had some infiltrators too. But nothing like this one. When you were behind the lines, the way you were basically safe except for air.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. Mm-hmm. One place, there was a bunch of French army people came up, and they were out in front of the place, and they had all hands flying through the air, trying to figure which way to go. it was quite a comfort watching them.
Yeah, that was one thing you were thankful for. Anything else that sticks in your mind that may have shaped the way you've done things the rest of your life?
Well, I don't know. When I was going into the service, it was a thing to do.
Yeah, that was a thing.
I decided to go into ROTC and. I was thankful that I did.
Oh, absolutely.
I was thankful that I did, you know.
Yes.
Because, wanted to be a 60-day wonder, you know.
Those 60-day wonder. But you weren't a 60-day wonder as an ROTC person. Those are OCS guys.
Yeah, yeah. But any time. But for one time, an interesting thing, one time, we had a baby doctor as our doctor in their outfit, and he didn't have any business when he was with us.
Yeah, he was a fish out of water there.
And the one time, I think a picture there, they had we had a bunch of surplus officers in our outfit. Mm-hmm. I must have had 8 of them in my outfit at one time. So I had 12 officers, including the first sergeant. But my first sergeant, he was a great guy. And anyway, he was in another outfit. And he was drinking bad, and didn't want to demote him.
Yeah.
So he got him. They moved him to the tank destroyer battalion, and I got him as a first sergeant. And he was a good one.
Yeah, okay.
He was a great guy, and the guys liked him. Mm-hmm. But and one time when we were in Pilot Knob, we had a tent from a headquarters. And the lieutenants went there, and two or three of them were sitting on my table.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Get off of the captain's table."
He's taking care of his man. Good to have those kinds of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's I'd like to look at some of your pictures, Brick. If there's anything else you want to put on tape, why? But otherwise, this concludes the interview with C.W. Brick Vaughn on September 12th, 2006. Thanks so much, Brick, for all your input, and we'll make a copy of this tape and get it back to you.